It's around about time this month to catch up on what's happening in Cowal. Good morning, Alan.
Oh, good morning, Keith.
You just got back and all the rains are coming in.
Oh, yeah, well, there's been a bit of rain about. Not a lot in some places. A few have missed out a little bit, but roughly between 30 and 30 millimetres here in the past week. So seeding was well underway before that, and it's probably going to be continuing now on some pretty good conditions if you're in the right spot.
Very, very good news for all the farmers. And spoken about this a little bit on the sideline view, a bit of a up and down story for the footy at the moment.
There's a bit of a thing that Cowal didn't lose on Saturday last gone. Oh, they didn't play, so that helps a bit, I suppose, isn't it? No, they didn't lose last Saturday. But this Saturday, they're going out to Warrumboo to take on Central United and Central Air United. I don't think either of them have won a game, so it'll be interesting to see who wins that one.
Certainly will be. What's happening around the school at the moment?
Well, the school, every few years, have they call a Canberra camp. They all go to Canberra, the kids, and they spend 3 or 4 days in the Canberra, a few days getting there, of course. That next one's in 2023. It's for the middle school. That's years 6 to 9. And they've got a fundraiser committee established, or going to have a fundraiser committee established. Perhaps it'll be on Thursday the 19th at 3:30 p.m. in the meeting room, which I'm not sure that's the library or not. But so if you've got a child in that age group, you might be interested in helping raise funds to get there. It costs a fair bit per kid, and not every family can afford, especially if you've got a couple kids in the thing. It's, you know, usually works out at $1,000 or something. Yeah, not cheap to get kids over there by the time they hire the buses.
That's exactly right. I can say that that was probably the highlight of my excursions in school, was the 2 trips to Canberra that I did.
Yeah, it's been going for quite a while, and I know they do ask for funds from the Lions Club in particular, and others, of course, the Button Club, they do give them quite a bit towards it, but it's not a cheap thing. And just on the school, the library, if you're isolating or whatever, the library will select books for you if you want to, and then deliver them or leave them for you to pick up outside the library, or someone else to pick up. Just phone Nicola or Maria on 86292320 if you want to take part of that service.
Now, speaking of isolating, what's the latest with the COVID services?
There's a few people affected by it here. The rat collection, hospital is the place to collect the thing from, and it'll be 2:30 to 3:30 Monday to Friday, and 2 to 2:30 on Saturday and Sunday. So that's where you can collect your rat kit from. And while I'm on that, the chemists are actually providing COVID jabs for those that, I think it's free for everyone, that part of it. So that'll be something to consider if you can't get into a doctor and you want one. That's worthwhile looking at. Just while on COVID, if this is all getting you down, the Wellbeing Group here in Cowal are having a afternoon tea for volunteers, 2 p.m. next Tuesday the 17th down at the foreshore. Aaron King is the person to contact there, and it'll be a bit more advertised about it. And if that's not enough to get your mind off COVID, there's a card day on Monday and Wednesday at the Uniting Church Hall on Monday and Wednesday. Starts about 12:45 and finishes about 3:30, 4:00. And there'll be a $2 for afternoon tea. It includes $2 afternoon tea, which I reckon is not bad for a cup of coffee and a couple of biscuits. So that's pretty good.
That is very good value. And just finally, there's a winter solstice celebration, is there?
Yes. Here at the Lions Club, one of our members would very much like to have a bit of a gathering of winter people to celebrate the winter solstice. We won't be able to do it on the actual day, which is the 21st. We've figured that maybe a weekend day would be better. So if you set it down for Friday the 17th of June, now it's at the, you can please yourself how old you are or how young you are. It's either the Buff Oval, the Rodeo Ground, or the Ute Muster Arena, which is all the same place. Out at the Lucky Bay Turnoff, that's where it's going to be held. It'll be a family outing, and there'll be further details coming up in the next few weeks.
Love a good winter solstice celebration. Thank you very much, Alan. We'll chat again next month.
Good, we will, Keith. You'll probably be able to see the smoke from Port Lincoln.